Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. But ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Didn't just say sit around, did it? Did it say look like it? What did it say? Somebody say walk like it. I mean, you're to keep moving and walk through all kind of stuff, but you're to walk as children of the light. And how can we walk as children of the light? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, for it is a shame to even speak of those such things which are done of them in secret. So they say, don't even talk about it. You know, you preach the life and live the life, amen. You don't have to focus on those things. Just speak of the light. It's a shame to even talk of such things. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Somebody says, tell us how to walk. Don't walk foolishly in these days, but walk wisely. We need to claim and we need to believe God for the spirit of wisdom, the wisdom of God, not the understanding of the world. I told somebody before what we were talking about. We were talking about before, there's a way which seems right to men, but the end leads only to death. Amen. There is a wisdom that is from above. And you know, sometimes when you get the wisdom of God, other people might not be able to understand it then, because the things of God are beyond our way. But it's wise to hear the Holy Ghost and obey in all things. Thank God for the gift of wisdom. You need the wisdom of God to walk in these final days. If you want to walk in the light, you must walk in wisdom. And you don't have to rack your brain to get wisdom. Because I tell you what, the more you rack the brain, the dumber it's going to sound when it comes out. If you're racking your brain to squeeze something out, guess what? It didn't come from God. The wisdom of God flows from the Spirit. And if you got to think about it and think about it and think about it. When somebody says, I've been thinking about this and pondering about it, I couldn't sleep at all last night. Well, that's not the Holy Ghost. The wisdom of God is a free gift. So you get the wisdom of God, and when you walk in that wisdom of God, you can walk in the light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, then Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Somebody say, redeeming. Say it again, redeeming. Redeeming. Redeemable time. Redeemed time stolen. Some Bibles you read, it says, making the most of every opportunity. Somebody say, wear it out. Well, this redeeming the time is kind of like saying, work it. Somebody say, work in the day. Wearing it out. Redeeming the time. These are the last and evil days. And you have to live every day unto the Lord Jesus Christ. People wait for a sunshiny day before they do anything for God. That'd be like us having to wait for $2 million before we stepped out to do anything for Jesus. Somebody say, redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. Wear the day out. In every situation that you're given, in everything that you live with, everything that you're faced with every day, somebody say, redeem it. Every test you're given, you need to say, I'm going to turn this into a testimony. Not just a moaning. Everything you're given, you can redeem it. You can cash it in. Robert Shuler used to say, if somebody gives you lemon, squeeze it, put some sugar in it, make lemonade and sell it. Somebody say, redeem it. all things work together for the good. You can turn it around for good. Make it bless you. Redeeming the time. How do you redeem the time? Not give that thing any more thought than it needs to have. Because you know God's going to work it out. You get some bad news, and that means you wait on, you know, you'd meditate on that bad news. It'll destroy your whole day. It'll wear your whole day out. I tell you what, that bad thing ain't going to last forever. So don't let it steal your time. Say, I don't care what happens. It is not going to steal my day. It's not going to steal my time. It's not going to steal my joy. It's not going to steal my peace. I'm going to redeem this time. I'm going to cash this in and come up blessed. Is this helping anybody today? I mean, there have been many evil days. I mean, I've experienced many a days that the devil would appear to be evil. Some of those days you'd hate to wake up in the morning. You wake up and say, well, my gosh, what's going to happen today? Well, how do you redeem that day? You get up and live the best. You live in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. My goodness, I could have fallen asleep 2 years ago. Amen, and never woke up waiting for a brighter day. But I thank God that we've used these 2 years to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to live and to be blessed, to meet people. Amen, to extend the kingdom of God. Somebody say, redeem the time. Make the most of every opportunity. Don't give the devil one day. Don't give the devil one day. Look at somebody and say, don't give him one day. Don't give him a moment. Say, I'm not going to let you steal another one of my days. I'm going to redeem this evil day. They put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in a fire. They said, I'm going to redeem this furnace experience. I'm going to praise God in it. Redeem your days, even when they appear to be evil. Wherefore ye are not unwise, but understanding what? Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Well, listen, if you don't know what the will of God is for your life, you'll always do a foolish thing. Amen. What am I going to do? I'm going to make a wise decision. I know that the will of God is going to stand no matter what. I don't care what the circumstances in the minute. I know what the will of God is for my life. That means that whatever I'm facing right now, that's going to turn around. The will of God is what shall stand. And a lot of people can't walk in wisdom. Because you got to tell people, sometimes they look at situations and say, hey, this is bad, that's bad, this is all messed up, that's all messed up. Make this decision according to what you got going on right now. The wisdom of God says, listen, I don't care what's going on. I walk by faith and not by sight. I've learned that things are given the change just as quickly as this storm came, as quickly as this storm will roll away. And the wisdom of God is to trust his word and to believe in his word and not be scattered in my mind, not be scattered in my faith, to stand there and trust God. Somebody said, that's a wise man. Wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rock was the word of God. The rock was the will of God. The rock was the promise of God. Somebody say, build your house there like a wise master builder. Don't build it on sand, which is given the change. Somebody say, wise. You might appear to be foolish for anybody else's understanding. You might look real stupid doing it. I'm sure Moses looked real stupid going to Pharaoh with a stick. A stick and a stutter. Amen. Pharaoh had a great army, but here comes Moses with a stick and a stutter. That looked pretty dumb, didn't it? But nobody understood what it was all about. Let my people go. And that doesn't seem too smart, does it? And kept going back. And they said, you better leave that man alone. Don't you see before? At least we were. Look, you're making things rough for us. If you just shut your mouth, amen, we wouldn't have to work as hard. That's the wisdom of men. But the wisdom of God says, I know in the end God said the people will be free. Amen. So wisdom says, obey God and step there anyway. Yes. He didn't know what Pharaoh would do, but he continued to do what God wanted him to do. In Noah's situation, in Noah's case, amen. And Noah had to keep on building. Though they had never seen the rain, yet he's still building, still obeying God. People laughing and poking fun, nobody understanding. The wisdom of the world would say, hang it up and forget it and be like everybody else. But the wisdom of God said, I better obey the Holy Ghost. Because it just might be that I got a word that nobody else got. And wisdom is to hang on to the word of God. People will never understand. You better understand what wisdom is. Wisdom is not just practical common sense. It's something from the Holy Ghost. It's a piece about God that you've understand God. You know that God is real. They can't hang with that stuff. Nobody understands. Somebody say, for the days are evil. Somebody say, how to walk in the light in evil days. How to walk in wisdom in evil days. That means don't change your course. Somebody say, wisdom. Hallelujah. They don't understand the wisdom of God. Wisdom of God is to keep course. Trust confidently in the Lord. Wise. Be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Know what the will of God is. Know what the will of God is and stick to it. What did God say? Did he change his mind? The Holy Ghost just told us in a couple messages back. He is a God that won't change his mind. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. What does that mean? Somebody say wisdom. People try to look smart. They don't look smart. They just look stale. People try to look smart. People try to look wise in church. I know the word of God. Everybody else is praising God, but I'm sitting here just looking smart. They don't look smart. They look constipated. You ever seen people try to look smart? Wisdom would be to look at the mirror and see how stupid you look. They don't look smart at all. Notice that it said be full of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. It's a wise thing to be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the smart one. See, people would say, oh, they don't hear the word over there. All they're doing is just laughing and getting drunk and rolling on the floor. We're over here where we're getting something really intellectual. I tell you what, these days are evil. It's a dumb thing not to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just dumb. If you tasted the Holy Ghost and you know what this joy can do, you know what this peace can do, it's dumb to get out of it. It's an unwise thing not to be filled with the Holy Ghost in an evil day. Amen. Speaking, how do we stay filled with the Holy Ghost? Speaking to yourselves in hymns, in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melodies in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks sometimes. Giving in evil days. We're talking about evil days, how to walk in the light in evil days. It says giving thanks when it looks like everything's going great. Giving thanks when you got money in your pocket. Giving thanks when you're not mad at anybody. Giving thanks when? That means giving thanks, amen, when you're in trouble. That means giving thanks when you don't feel like it. That means giving thanks and you don't feel that you have anything to say thankful for. So I say, always give thanks. Always give thanks. Always bless God. This looks like a time to give thanks. I mean, it looks like we're about to sink, someone would say. Looks like we're about to lose out here. Well, let me just go to the prayer room. Lord, I thank you that you are a good God. Lord, I thank you you're the God that's more than enough. God, I thank you that everything's all right. It looks like my kids are going the other way. Lord, I thank you that you got ministering spirits, amen, that will hold them in place. God, I know that you will perfect those things that are concerning to me. God, it looks like I'm losing my house. God, I thank you that you are the God that said you would never see us hungry, amen, or homeless or any other way. I thank you, Lord. There's always a way to say thank you. Somebody say, if I were you, in an evil day, I would walk in the light of thankfulness. It says, be not filled with the wine of this world where it is excess. When you feel like, you know, I just need to go get ripped. You need to go get ripped, but not at the bar. There are some situations, amen, you just need to drink your way out of them. So there's something you just need to saturate yourself in the Holy Ghost with. There are some circumstances that you can only drink your way. Somebody say, wait it out. Making melody and giving thanks unto the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear. Somebody say, in fear. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Trouble won't last always. Weeping may endure for a night, but what comes in the morning? Weeping may endure for a night, but what comes in the morning? Joy. Did it say your miracle comes in the morning? It didn't say your breakthrough would come in the morning. Didn't say the answer would come in the morning. What's going to show up? Joy. Hey, Brother Joy. Hey, Brother Joy. How you doing? Yes, he's showing up. Somebody say, glory to God. See, many people, see, you got to get the thing started. Before your miracle, something else shows up. Joy. Weeping may endure for a night, but your joy is coming in the morning no matter what happens. Before you know the way out, joy will show up. See, many people get that confused. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. They take that to mean, well, it will all work out by the morning. It will all work out in God's time, but joy will get there. Joy will show up. But many people don't want to let joy in. See, joy comes in and she does some things. See, joy's got a ministry. Oh, yes. Where they hear weeping and someone crying, they see someone cast down, someone's spirit cast down, and someone in distress, God sends a little bit of joy. And joy gets in there and changes the atmosphere for God to work a miracle. But many people won't let joy in the room. They won't let joy in the situation. They won't let joy enter into their problem. They won't let joy enter into their heart. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, if you let joy come in, she'll fix it to where God will show up.
Amen.
Are we learning anything? Many people are looking just for their breakthrough. They're looking for the end of all things. They're looking for the answer. Everything to just to stop right away. But I tell you what, before your breakthrough comes, joy will show up. And if you take care of joy, she'll call in all of her buddies. I'm sure one of her buddies will have your answer.
Amen.
I'm sure one of her buddies will have a prophecy. I'm sure one of her buddies will have the scripture that you need. I'm sure one of them will have the words. I'm going to say, invite joy in. Amen. And joy doesn't have to come with your immediate manifestation. Just be glad to see joy. If you're as glad to see joy as you're glad to see your manifestation, guess what? You'll be all right.
Amen.
Are we learning anything? Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, somebody say joy, comes in the morning. See, we got to understand who joy is and what joy can do. Will you let joy show up and change some things for you? Will you let joy come and set the table? I used to work at an organization to where we'd have very prestigious people come. And one of those times that we had, Barbara Bush was coming to one of our meetings. And before Barbara Bush showed up, they had all of these people show up to make sure everything was just right. The Secret Service showed up so Barbara Bush could get there. They laid out everything. They checked everybody to make sure nobody was going to shoot Barbara. They showed up before she showed up. Before your miracle, before your breakthrough, not after your breakthrough. They used to teach us, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. Because you know in the end you'll win. It's easy to shout after it's all taken care of. Joy. Let her in the room. I sense that from the Holy Spirit. It's kind of out there from where we were going. Somebody say, redeeming the time. How do you redeem the time in an evil day? Let joy in. Let joy in. Hang out with Sister Joy for a while. Joy will make the room smell better. Joy will put a good confession in your heart. Joy will cause your faith to arise. Amen. Joy. How many of you got some situations that joy needs to show up on? I got a word from the Holy Ghost. Stop focusing on what you need. God knows. Let Sister Joy come in. Let joy take you out while the angels are bringing your miracle in. Are we learning anything? Joy is a supernatural gift from the Holy Ghost. And as we're learning to minister to one another, as we're learning, you know, we're going to go to some people that are going to go through some things and experience some things. But we need to change. Amen. We need to get there and say, listen, God will take care of this. But before God will take care of it, we need to take care of you. Let's invite joy. Somebody say, before your breakthrough, be looking for your joy. We had a prophetic word here at Nations Church. And the word was a while. How many know we were going through some stuff? Amen as a body. Amen. But we learned not to talk about everything we were going through. What you talk about is what you're going to magnify. Amen. Talk your problem, you'll get a bigger problem. Talk your God, y'all will be bigger. Whatever you talk about the most is what you'll get. Do y'all see my new name badge? Do y'all see my new name tag? I got a name tag. And this is, if anybody asks you where you go to church, amen, and you're allowed to say this, I ask the Holy Ghost. It's not pride. It said, pastor of the greatest church on earth. Amen. Somebody say, amen.
Hallelujah.
I don't care where I'm at. That's just the way it'll be. If I go anywhere, well, praise God, this is a nice church, but I want you to know I'm pastor of the greatest church on earth. I pastor the greatest people on earth. Amen. Can't nobody shout like Rita and Denise and y'all. Can't nobody dance like Mama. Can't nobody get it on like y'all. Tanya, I know you're going to enjoy Coolidge, but I'm sorry, honey. I'm going to give you some wisdom. This is the greatest church on earth.
Amen.
I might have to go around and tell my neighbors that. I'm going to have to go see Glenn tomorrow. Amen. Glenn, I just want to say I love y'all. Y'all are blessed real quick, but it's the greatest church on earth over there. I just thought I'd tell you. God, I might want to put it on the sign. The greatest church on earth right here. Go this way. Everybody say the greatest church. On earth. Everybody should think that. When you go up to Brother Mike, say, Brother Mike, I'm here working with you. We're loving you. Praise God. He said, but in 2 years, I must return to the greatest church on earth. When they see you changing some things and doing some things up there in Coolidge, Texas, you just say, let me show you how to do it. I just came from the greatest church on earth. This is the way we did it at the greatest church on earth. When they try to start on time, you say, you don't have to do that right now. At the greatest church on earth, we just started when we felt like it. When you go someplace and everybody doesn't have a name tag, you tell them, you know, at the greatest church on earth, we wear name tags. Everybody's got a name tag at the greatest church on earth. When you go home and you see your mama and daddy, you just tell them, I don't know what y'all looking for. The greatest church on earth is at I-25-700, I-45 North. It's fun to have fun. God is a God that meets needs and he works wonders. But you know what? As your faith is, so be it unto you. Now, somebody might say, anybody get offended me saying the greatest church on earth? There's only one church. And that one church is the greatest church on earth. Somebody say amen. If they got a hang up, let them have a hang up. Everything's going to be all right. Why don't you stand up and pray in the Holy Ghost? Greatest. Yeah. I tell you, amen. Maybe we should change the ad. Maybe we should change that over here. The greatest church on earth. If everybody said it, my Lord, somebody say amen. What are y'all knowing? We're building the greatest church on earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Confess it. Somebody say, thank God I'm a part of the greatest church on earth. Greeters, you need to tell people that when they come through the door. Welcome to the greatest church on earth. Somebody say amen. When you go home and somebody didn't show up for church, say, why were you watching TV when you could have been at the greatest church on earth? Somebody say, come to the greatest church on earth before they're taken. Amen. I'm talking about the rapture. Glory to God. And Jesus is a member of the greatest church on earth. Amen. Tell them, even the Holy Ghost goes. Say, man, they got a membership. Say, even the Holy Ghost goes to the greatest church on earth. He was there that morning. I saw him. We got a choir of angels at the greatest church on earth. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Say, you'll get blessed at the greatest church on earth. God will turn it around. Yes, he will. He is. God can do much more than this. Amen. And I'm here to tell you by the Holy Ghost, something good, something just right is going to happen to you. Let it happen to you in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I got some faith in my heart for some things. Glory to God. Not just concerning this house. I told some other people today I was with. I said, y'all need to stretch yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Stretch yourself. God's about to do something big. Whoa, somebody say, make room. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is a season and this is a time where you need to stretch your faith. You need to stretch your confession. You need to stretch your hope. You need to stretch your endurance. You need to stretch your praise. You need to stretch your ability. You need to stretch yourself. Somebody say, stake out yourself. Glory to God. Stretch. 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 Stretch your vision. Glory to God. Somebody say, stretch it. Glory to God. Stretch your expectation in Jesus' name. Stretch yourself in the name of Jesus. Reach. Somebody say, it's like those land stakes where they had to go claim land. They say, there it is. Go grab it. And whatever you could claim was yours. Glory to God. It's time to stretch yourself in this season. There are some people that are drawn back. You need to be those that reach out. Stretch in the name of Jesus. Is that helping anybody? Glory to God. How many of you are believing for something? How many got something you're believing God for? Amen. How many of you got something you're really believing God for? Now, I want you to visualize that thing you're believing God for right now. I want you to get that thing in your vision right now in the name of Jesus. I want you to get your hand out there. Amen. Just put your hand on that picture right now in the name of Jesus. I want you to visualize a picture right now like there's a picture just right here. See my hand? Just visualize it. Just look at that right now in the spirit. Visualize that picture. Then close your hand. Grab your hand. Amen. But I want you, there's something I want you to do right now in the name of Jesus. I want you to look at it in the spirit, by the spirit of the Holy Ghost. I feel this in the spirit. Grab it by the spirit right now. And you just look at that and visualize it right now in the spirit. I want you to pull it out a little bit and look at it. Stretch it. There's some more things you don't see. Stretch it. Stretch it. Stretch it. Stretch it. When the devil's trying to box you in, you reach out. Stretch it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. That's how God does things. Stretch it. God can do much more than that. Stretch yourself in the name of Jesus. Stretch yourself in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. If you want prayer and agreement right now, we'll be praying. We'll pray for anybody that needs prayer. Amen. Stretch yourself. Stretch yourself in the name of Jesus. Thank y'all for coming tonight. There have been some generals that said, hey, that's good ground over there. Put some money in on it. Get it on their offering. Amen. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. Stretch yourself right now in the name of Jesus. Stretch your faith. Stretch your faith. Now is the time to stretch your faith. Now is the time to stretch your faith. Now is the time to stretch your faith. I prophesy that by the Holy Ghost. And some people don't listen when those words come forth. They take it lightly, say he's just running his mouth. But I tell you, now is the time. There's a grace for you to stretch yourself in the name of Jesus. Amen. And not box yourself in. Go for it. Stretch. That's why you're going home, so you can stretch some things in Jesus' name. Come here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You're going to stretch that ministry in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You're going to stretch. You're going to stretch it. Amen. There's going to be an anointing for growth and expanse on you. Amen. You're going to get in there. You're going to stretch some things. There's going to be a spirit of agreement on you. People are just going to get in agreement with you as you go there, and you're going to speak the word of God, and things just going to get better. You're just going to stretch it. Amen. Where there's a little box, you're going home and say, God can do much more than this. Not say he's not doing something already. You're going to stretch it. You're going to stretch it. Yeah, you're going home to give them hope. You're going home to give hope, to give inspiration, and to be the stance there, and to uplift faith, and to uplift joy. You're going to do that and so much more. And as you do that, and as you fulfill God's assignment, as you do it, God's going to bless you. He will prosper you there. Amen. You'll go into increase. Glory to God. You will be prospered there. Amen. Amen. I don't know where the money's coming from, but I see money coming in from everywhere. And don't limit yourself just to money out of that little geographic area. Amen. Hallelujah. God can do great things. There's a prosperity anointing that's going to flow on you as you enter into that realm. Glory to God. So stretch yourself. Every offering you get there, stretch yourself. Stretch yourself. Stretch yourself. Glory to God. And there might be a thought process that you're going there to go into a smaller environment, to go into a smaller set, a little bit more laid back, a little bit more comfortable. But as you get there, I see you busting out of a box. Glory to God. I see you busting out of the box and going to higher dimensions and greater things. Glory to God. You're going to expand and you're going to explode as you go there. You will not be trapped and you will be released to do all that God wants you to be and to be all that God wants you to be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I see lots of travel too. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.